number of Americans aged 16 and older who hunt is down 18% from two decades ago, according to federal data. An older generation of hunters is trying to lure recruits to the sport by pitching it as a good way to ensure that meat is local, sustainable, and probably organic. It's a story by Wall Street Journal reporter Cameron McWhirter. Cam, what's going on?
Associations that promote hunting and the hunting industry are in a panic because people aren't hunting like they used to. Generations of people used to teach their children how to hunt and go out and look for deer, and people just aren't doing that anymore, and there's a whole host of reasons. Not the least of which is that America is not really a rural country anymore, so people aren't doing it. Also, there's things called video games where you can have instant gratification instead of sitting in a deer stand for 8 hours freezing. So, you know, hunting requires a lot of patience. It requires, then you have to actually kill something, then you have to gut it, you have to drag it back to your car. I mean, it's a lot of work, and people would rather play video games than go to the store.
I can't even imagine. How do you begin to market hunting to millennials?
Well, that was the ingenious effort of several people, but one of the key people was a guy named Hank Forrester, who works for a group called the Quality Deer Management Association, based just outside of Athens, Georgia. And he was going to the Athens Farmers Market and noticed all these foodies and hipsters walking around, sampling locally grown food and locally sourced food. And he thought, well, what's more local than going out and shooting a deer and bringing it back home? So he asked to set up a table there with a friend, and they set up this table and started offering free samples of venison in various. He's a really good cook, and he's very good at cooking venison, so he would cook sausages, chili, all kinds of things, and people loved it. And as they were eating these samples, he would say, well, by the way, would you like to learn how to hunt? And there are many Americans who wanted to learn how to hunt, younger Americans who, you know, no one around them does it. So you don't just walk into the forest with a crossbow or a rifle. You know, you need somebody to sort of show you what to do. And so he set up a program to do that called Field to Fork. And it's been doing quite well and attracting people who are not your traditional hunters. You know, the traditional hunter tries to get the largest deer it can, and then, you know, the guy stands next to it with his photo or gets a selfie with the animal he shot. That's not what's going on here. These are people who are very concerned about factory processed foods and wanting to eat locally sourced stuff, and they want to eat meat. So they feel that this is the most ethically reasonable choice.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Cameron McWhirter. He's written a piece about how some veteran hunters are trying to recruit millennials with the theme of hunters are the original conservationists. And another theme they use is harvest your own local meat. Have these guys been able to sway any of the younger folks?
Yeah, I mean, I went out with a bunch of hunters. We actually saw nothing except for some squirrels, but I did get to freeze my butt off for several hours in the deer stand, but I was in the Georgia wilds. But the people, there's a lot of younger people who were getting into it. I mean, is this going to reverse a pretty steep decline in hunting? That remains to be seen. There would have to be a lot of people, a lot of hipsters would have to head into the forest to reverse that trend. But they're hopeful that it will bring younger people in who normally would never have considered it. And the people that I met with this group, Field to Fork, were very, very committed. I met a young woman who had lots of ethical quandaries about eating meat, but really wanted to eat meat and had determined that human beings were omnivores. So she started eating roadkill that she would find in the road. And then she decided, well, I'm going to learn how to hunt. And she was at the farmer's market and met these people. I was surprised she ate roadkill, but she did.
Interesting way to start, right, by eating roadkill. Thanks, Cam. It's Wall Street Journal reporter Cameron McWhirter, who's based in Atlanta.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.